Somebody just cry out, holy, holy, holy. I didn't give y'all this tonight. Sound people. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Come on, church. Worthy is the Lamb, for you are holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Somebody call. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Somebody shout with the voice of trumpet tonight, like a trumpet in Zion. Glory. Glory to the Lamb. Oh, glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy. Praise, you're the Lamb upon the throne, and unto him we lift our voice in praise. You're the Lamb upon the throne. Oh, come on, shout the victory. Glory, glory, glory to, come on, you got it, the Lamb. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. Glorious and worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb upon, somebody just wave to him, upon the throne. We love you, and unto you we lift our voice in praise. You're the Lamb upon the throne. You're glorious and worthy to be praised. You're the Lamb upon, somebody let him know tonight, upon the throne. Oh, and unto you we lift our voice in praise. You're the Lamb upon, you're the Lamb upon the cross, for you are glorious, worthy to praise. You're the Lamb upon the throne, and because he's there, I'm there. And unto you we lift our voice in praise. You're the Lamb upon the throne. Come on, just lift those hands straight up in the air. Total surrender. that's why I sing to you. Alleluia. You are my God. Hey! You are my King. You are my Master. My everything. You are my God. That's why I sing to you. Alleluia. You are my God. You are my King. You are my Master. My everything. You are my God. That's why I sing to you. If you have the victory, make a joyful noise and give him glory. We are triumph of every trial, of all tribulations. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. We glory in the beauty of holiness. We love you. Oh, you're holy. You're holy. You're holy, 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 holy. My Master, my everything. You are my God. That's why I sing to you. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Come on now, you do that and give him your hallelujahs, everybody. Come on, just release and give him your hallelujahs. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody just give a big shout of hallelujah. Can you do that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's it. Just clap to him and give him hallelujahs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Everybody feel pretty good? Amen. God's good, isn't he?
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. All right. If you'd like to take your seats, our ushers are coming now to receive your giving. And the kiosk is out in the foyer, is now operational, so you're able to use that. Gail is back over here with your debit card, credit card giving. Ushers are passing you right now. And that way you can just receive all of that. And praise God. God bless every one of you. God bless every one of you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm stepping out here because I want to hear how I sound out here. I sound really muffled up. Did we change anything? We didn't change anything? I know I'm live on TV, but I sound really muffled or something. Don't change anything then. I stay right there because when we tested, it never does this. When we get live, it sounded like I couldn't hear his keys a while ago. It doesn't feel like it full like we used to be. Test 1, 2, and I don't, I feel pretty good up here. But when I go down, y'all okay for just a second? Hang on just a second. Test 1, 2. Okay, I'm going to stay down here tonight, but Can y'all hear me okay? Can you understand me okay? Okay? All right, I just can't understand myself. Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, that's okay. All right. Okay. I would like to speak to you tonight on the authority of God's Word. Tonight is going to be somewhat of a clinic. And so be prepared to take action pretty quick on all of that. There's three things I could give you quickly about the Word of God. And you can write these down because I don't know that I'm going to come back to this particularly. But number one is you can stand on the authority of the Word of God. Now, stand on the authority of the Word of God. Number two, you can speak on the authority of the Word of God. I want you to get these things. I jumped right in here tonight because I really feel like you coming to the altar, you having some time to really exercise your faith in this is really going to just help everybody. So number one, you can stand on the authority of God's Word. Number two, you can speak vocabulary out loud, verbal, human beings. You can speak on the authority of God's Word. Number three, you will then see miracles on the authority of the Word of God. Now, I want to give you some scriptures on this that show you exactly what's happening. John, the 8th chapter, verse 32. It should be a familiar scripture to most of you. But John 8, 32, it says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Right? And every one of us want to live free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Two things I want you to know also about this tonight. Number one, we're going to hear this very clearly. The Word of God is truth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just say yes if you're with me on this. Okay, the Word of God is truth. It is not what culture says that is more truth than the Word of God. There's a lot of things I could say that would almost be counter-cultural. But if it's the Word of God and it's counter-cultural, then so be it. It's going to get real good tonight, I can tell. So be it. I mean, I could jump right in here and say things and just move on down the road. But, you know, if God created you a man, God created you a woman, who gave you the authority to mess with that? That means that God had a plan for you. A lot of things we can say there. Just let your mind go to all the things you're dealing with. So number one, the Word of God is truth. The Word of God is truth about marriage. The Word of God is truth about your family. The Word of God is truth about your finances, what you're to do with it, how you're to steward your life, your thinking, your vocabulary, your imagination. The Word of God is truth. Everyone say with me, the Word of God is truth. Any situation you're dealing with, please hear me on this. Any situation you are currently dealing with, the Word of God has something to say about it. It's going to be up to you to find it. Then the Holy Spirit will illuminate, revelation, apply. But the Word of God has something to say about your situation. The Word of God is truth. The second thing I really want you to hear on this tonight is that the Word of God is authority. You talk about a government having authority. You talk about a particular officer having authority. But the Word of God is spiritual authority. The word of the worlds, according to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, our worlds were framed by the Word of God. How many believe that God spoke these worlds spoke the world into existence? How many believe that? All right? And so the world was framed. If the world was framed by the Word of God, then the world will function by the Word of God. If you were formed, oh, there's another message in here I wasn't going to really get to, but here it is. If you were formed by the Word of God, then you should function by the Word of God. The Word of God should not be just something we check our phones with and we get a scripture of the day and we just live on that. That's not enough. You know, I think that's good, and I'm glad you have those devotionals, but it ought to be better than that. You've got to fill your mind more than that. If all you have all day long is, you know, a cup of coffee, that's not going to be good enough. If all you have is a sip of orange juice, that's not going to be good enough. I mean, if you're going to live 23 hours, you know, well, however much you're awake or whatever you do, you know, I mean, 23 hours a day, somewhere in there, you can at least, you know, give that other hour to God and let Him supernaturally download something into you. You know, maybe you can do a little test, you know, and start spending as much time with God as you do, as you charge your phone. It's going over real good tonight, I can tell. But if you want this authority to function in you the way it was designed in you, then you got to get a hold of it. Got to get a hold of it. And I believe there's so many things in your lives that oppose you and will try to confuse you that can simply be annihilated by the Word of God. But you've got to know that Word. You've got to be able to use that Word. So having saying that again, you can, as a believer, stand on the authority of God's Word. You can, as a believer, speak the authority of God's Word. And as a believer, you can see the miracles that you see in the Word of God operate in your life. How many are ready for some miracles to be released in your life? I mean, I'm going to tell you, Sunday morning, we're going to pray for sick. And I'm going to tell you about miracles that have been happening in the college students. I'm going to tell you about a young lady who was blind, born blind, and now she can see, college students laying hands on them. I'm going to tell you about a young man from Hendricks who got baptized in this pond from Hendricks College, got baptized in this pond last Monday night. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That he went forward with a heart condition and the Lord healed him. So then the next Monday night he decides, you know, they say, well, we don't want to testify it till you go back to the doctor. He goes back to the cardiologist. Cardiologist says, you're remarkably well. Something has happened to you. See, I guarantee you something has happened to you. The authority of God's Word has taken over. There's some I'm going to tell you about on Sunday, and you're going to see more of that, and we're going to believe for each other on the Word of God. You shall know the truth. The truth was designed to live in you. Are you hearing me? The truth of God was designed to live inside of you, and you were designed to live in it. Praise God. And so here's you some more scriptures on this before you go to work on this. Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Let me give you some foundational scriptures on this. Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 12. For the Word of God, everybody say the Word of God. The Word of God is living. It's always alive. It's living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That would say to me the Word of God can do just about anything. How many believe the Word of God can do just about anything? All right. Now then, let's go back to the left if you've got one of those kind of words of God. Then go back to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Now, Sunday, we're going to have a household anointing day. I encourage you to bring all your family. There's going to be a time that you're going to be able to go get your children and come in here and have a household anointing. I am convinced that our world is doing everything it can to fracture the foundation of faith. And so this will stir the pot a little bit tonight. Sunday, I will go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and I would deal with some of this in these first 6 or 7 verses here, especially when it's talking about the things that are happening in our present world and forms of godliness, and how that the church, the body of Christ, has taken in been lured somewhat of the bait to compromise, even as talks about in the book of Revelation. But it's time for a body of believers. It's time for families, homes, husbands, wives, parents, children to know the Word of God, have the foundation of the Word of God, and stand on the Word of God. So we're gonna anoint on that on this Sunday. So you don't want to miss it of what's going on. But verse 16 of chapter 3 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, verse 17, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. There's not one of you in this room, if I would question you now, not one of you who wouldn't say you wanted to be complete in God. You wouldn't have come on a Wednesday night. You knew we weren't playing bingo tonight. You have a desire for God to do supernatural, spiritual things in your life. You wouldn't be surfing the internet and got to our website. You know this is not Cabela's website. You know that. And so you're on here right now because you have an interest, because it sparked your heart when you heard something about the authority of the Word of God, and you're in a situation that needs an authoritative force to take over. There's a lot of you in this room tonight that you're in a situation you need authoritative force to take over. And that authoritative force is the Word of God. Hallelujah. So these are important scriptures. Jesus spoke with authority. In fact, as you'll read the New Testament, the listeners said, he teaches like nobody else we've ever heard. Nobody has ever taught with this kind of authority. And Jesus was breaking it down in childlike language, in stories, and in parables. It wasn't his delivery. It was the authority of the message. The authority of the Word. The Word is truth. Isaiah tells us, the 40th chapter, verse number 8, that the Word of God is everlasting, that the Word of God will stand forever. There's going to be a lot of ways to minister to people. There always has been throughout history. That changes. But the authority of the Word has never changed. The authority of the Word will stand forever. There are going to be kings, there are going to be presidents, there are going to be leaders, but no one is going to have more authority than the Word of God. Did you hear what I just said? There's going to be no authority more powerful than the Word of God. You see what I'm going to say Sunday? This is the authority you want your children to have. This is the authority you want in the mind of teenagers. So when suicide comes to combat them, they have the authority of the Word of God to overpower that. How many hearing me on this? The authority of the Word of God. There's so much I could say to you on this, but let's just do it this way. The authority of the Word of God, we know it's everlasting. I mean, everything you see is temporary, but not the Word of God. It's everlasting. A great scripture is Isaiah 55:11. Now let's kind of close it out on this one, because this is huge. And I want you just, I know you probably know it, but just to look at it pretty closely for a moment. He says, so my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. If Jesus in bodily form was walking in this room right now, and one of you had an ailment of some sort, and you came forward and said, Jesus, would you please lay your hand on me? I want you to notice something, what I just said. Because I want to show you, some of you don't take this the wrong way, but I want to show you. The lady who touched the hem of his garment didn't ask Jesus to pray for her. She just wanted to touch the authority. If Jesus walked in here, which he's here, and he walked in here and someone, you know, had an ailment, all of us would have expectations that we were about to visually, instantaneously see a tremendous miracle. Right? How many would agree with that? I mean, we would be ready. And that's the same word that is already, but what we many times do is we want to process it. But he says, I'm sending my word out of my mouth. It has authority on it. And I've given it such authority. Somebody say, such authority. I've given it such authority. Some people may say, well, I've got a bad case of diabetes. I've got a big tumor. I've got a large aneurysm. Well, I've got the authority of God's word that is a bigger dose than your ailment. There's such authority that when I speak the word, it will not return to me empty and saying, watch this, I'm paraphrasing now, but it's not going to come back to me and say, I couldn't do what you told me to do. It will always prosper into the thing I send it into. How many hearing what I'm saying right now? It will always prosper into the thing I send it into. So let me say it this way. I've said it this way before, but let me say it again to you. His word in my mouth has the same authority as his word in his mouth. Now, how many agree with that? Come on, how many really agree with that? That authority in his mouth, if it's his word, has the same authority that is in my mouth because it's his word. Because remember, his word is truth. Secondly, his word has authority. I don't see anywhere where that word and that authority will be diluted by any outside force. It has the authority. So I would say this to you tonight. The authority of the Word of God will charge your faith. And then you have the responsibility to send that word, to stand on that word, to speak that word, and to see that word do what God has formed it to do and function to do in your life, your home, and your family. Hallelujah. So I say to you on this is over your life, over your situation, decree the word of God. Declare the word of God. There's another word for that. It's called prophesy. A lot of people get a little nervous with that. You shouldn't get nervous because, in fact, it's 1 Corinthians, the 14th. I'll just show it to you. I didn't give that to you guys. I didn't know I was going to use it. But it's 1 Corinthians 14:1. It actually tells you that you should prophesy. How many of you are believers? Say yes. I said, are believers? Say yes. All right. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, pursue love. So we ought to be doing that. Desire spiritual gifts. That ought to be your desire. Know what the spiritual gifts are. You don't know how to desire them unless you know what they are. So read the Word of God here. Go back to chapter 12. Find out what the spiritual gifts are and start desiring them. Oh, can I throw something out to a great Wednesday night crowd? One of the reasons why we don't see enough of the supernatural spiritual gifts that were meant to build the body and to attract sinners. The reason we don't see them is because most believers aren't even taught them. Don't even know them. And so they don't know them, so they don't even know then they desire it. All right? If you've never had, you know, an Oreo Blizzard, Royal Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen, you don't know that you want it. You know, just get a mini. It's fudge in the middle. The Royals, what it's the one you want. It's fudge in the middle, all right? Now, you don't know you want that until you know about it. You didn't know about it till right now. But now you're going to drive through. You're going to have time tonight to go through. Dairy Queen owes me something. You're going to have to, they ought to give me one. And you're going to go through there and you're going to get one. You're going to say, my preacher told me. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do. But you, somewhere it's on your radar screen now. Or you're going to say, I'm not supposed to go there. I don't know what you're going to do. But you won't know, before you take your full position on tongues and interpretation, maybe you ought to do it. Since Jesus said that we don't have no trouble casting out demons, we don't have no trouble when he says that you're going to heal the sick, we have no trouble, but when he says you're going to speak with new tongues, why did we take the last chapter out? You see, he said it all, he put it all there together. Before you criticize tongues and interpretation, maybe you ought to do it first. Before you criticize my Oreo blizzard with fudge in the middle, maybe you ought to eat one. You might want one after you eat it. After you taste and see the Lord is good, after you begin to speak in tongues and prophesy, maybe you might see you want to do that more often. Amen. Once you see it built somebody up more than just an encouraging cliche, then maybe, are you seeing what I'm saying? I mean, after you learn a little bit more about healing, and when you begin to lay hands on people, you may desire that a little bit more. He said we are to desire spiritual gifts. And here's the deal. They're not based on personal authority. They're not based on personality. They're based on authority of God's word. And then he says here, especially that you may prophesy. Hallelujah. Can I throw you something on a Wednesday night? I believe you ought to prophesy every day. One, two, nobody over there, anybody over here? Prophesy every day. How many believe you ought to pray every day? Amen. How many believe you ought to eat every day? There, got everybody on that deal right there. That's what I thought. All right? Well, praying is your spiritual life, right? The Word of God is your spiritual life, right? The Word of God is your foundation. You need a strong foundation. And then he wants you to activate it. Prophesying, he says, especially that you would prophesy. That is decreeing, that is declaring the word of God. Okay, so preacher, I know that I can stand on it. I know I can speak it. I know I can see it. I know the word is truth. I know the word is authority. I know the word formed me. And I know the word wants to function in me. So what do I do about this? You take your situation with your family, with your finances, and with your future. Most every one of you can take every situation you're dealing with right there. It's going to fit somewhere there in your family, your finances, and your future. And you decree and declare the word of God over that situation. You go to the book and you find the scripture. And you find one that stirs your spirit. How many hearing what I'm saying right now? And what I mean by stirring your spirit, it has anointing on it. You say, well, all scripture has anointing on it. Well, it does, but there's a moment where the Spirit of God gives an unction. An unction. I mean, that's what scripture says, an unction. You have an unction of an anointing. That's when something rises up in you and you just, hallelujah. You know, and that's not just a Pentecostal emotion. It's the Word of God stirring you. The one who breathed life into you is blowing up inside of you right now. I know I'm being recorded all, and we've been dealing. I want Patty soon to be able to preach and give testimony and do whatever she'd like to do, but we've been dealing with this situation now for a couple of years. We know it's a spirit of infirmity that has tried to pulverize her and so forth and so on. One of her, Trey gave her a great word, you know, that you're going to be better than what you were before. And so, you know, doesn't matter if she has a birthday or not, Trey. I'll hang on to your word. She's going to be better than what she was before. Can I have an amen? Husbands, you need to prophesy to your wife. You're going to be better. How many hear what I'm saying right now? Yeah, you know. And she's told me she had a dream that she was riding a horse and all this, you know, that and the other day. And so I was out, you know, riding horses. And I was on one particular horse, and I've been thinking about selling that horse. But anyway, I thought, you know, I think I'm going to keep this horse, Ron. I think this is a pretty good horse. She'd been out of my thought, you know what, this would be a good horse for Patty to ride. I started thinking about what Patty going to ride one day. And then, wow, anyway, so you got to think in those realms. Are you hearing what I'm saying there? And so you want to take that authority, and you want to, Patty is, she is excellent. She's much better at this than I am. She's always speaking the word of God over the situation. Got the word of God going everywhere on the situation. Well, one of the things that I'll admit to you that bogged me down, in my life, probably more than anything else, is the area of finances. Because I want to figure it. Nobody else is ever out there like that. I know I'm the only one ever like that. But my mind, I always want to figure it. And I always feel like it's my responsibility to figure it all out, you know. And even in all this situation we're dealing with here, we're getting near the end of having to, you know, do all that. And it's getting a little, you know, and so I was like, well, I got to figure this, got to do this. And the Spirit of God reminded me, I think I've been doing a pretty good job without you. The Spirit of God reminded me, look what I did. If you just back off of this a little bit and remember what I put in your spirit to declare 7 times. I mean, I was thinking, you know, I got to save a little here. Look what I told you to do, and you need to focus on the word I gave you. Oh, because the word I gave you will not return void. You're looking at something that's empty. I'm looking at something that's full. You got to see it my way, not your way. And the way you see it my way is to take my word and put it in your mind and in your mouth and prophesy that and put it in your atmosphere. And because then it will not return void, it'll do everything I told it to do. And everything I told it to do is exceedingly abundantly above everything you could ask or think. Hallelujah. A stirring of God's word tonight. May the Holy Spirit stir God's word in your life. No matter what your situation is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you've been through, no matter how you've defined it, well, let God redefine it. Amen. You're not too old. You're not too young. You've not made too many mistakes. 3 of you. God's opinion is not opinion. God is fact. And the authority of God's word overrides all opposition and opinion. The word of God on the situation. Here's what happens. When you get in this word and you just really take it personal, and you really apply it, like, and you let the Holy Spirit just blow your mind with the word of God. We call this word revelation. In other words, you begin to see more than what you can really understand. John saw a lot of things on the Isle of Patmos, and he told you what he saw, but that didn't mean he understood it all. Because at the end of it, he just says, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And so the deal is revelation is more than what you've experienced. Revelation is in a greater depth than what you have really been educated on. And then what you want to do is allow that revelation, here's a word for you that's in the news a lot. Allow that word to radicalize your faith. If you just get normal faith, it's going to be, I believe God can and God will, but I don't know, it's really all up to Him. You know, I'm going to pray and I just hope things are going to get better. God's word has more authority than that. How many believe God's word has more authority than that? How many believe God's word of authority will work on your situation? Do you really believe that? And so this authority, it's not just a hit and miss thing. His authority isn't like, I tell you, it's Wednesday. He works on odds on Wednesdays. It's the first person that comes to me. It's the third person. It's the fifth. No, he doesn't do that. He gets all scripture, all God, all authority, all the time. And so what this revelation of his word will do in you is it will radicalize your faith. So you'll do things that others may not do. But you're not operating according to what others are doing. You're operating according to what the Word is doing inside of you. I have no indication that when Jesus asked for the boy for the lunch, did he check with mama who made it? He just gave it. He didn't ask anybody else. I mean, one of the greatest ones, you know, is Peter getting out of the boat. He didn't have a committee. Fellas, you ever see anybody walk on water? Why, it's the scientific probability I can do this. You know, here's the deal. He didn't even know he was going to walk on water. Are you hearing me? He didn't even know he was going to walk on water. He just knew. He heard the voice that he knew. And he didn't see it, but he heard, because he thought it was a ghost, but he heard the word. And if I can just get out there, he went to the word because his faith was radicalized. And then when he got out there, it surprised him that he was walking on water. When he realized he was doing the supernatural, the natural said, you can't do that. He had to have an injection of the word of God again, the authority again, that lifted him out of that situation. Tonight, allow the authority of the word of God to revolutionize and radicalize your faith, hallelujah, and let miracles be released in your life. I declare over you tonight, these are no longer the days of murders. These are the day of miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare right now the murderous spirit has been released among children and all kinds of people against other people. I declare tonight that miracles are going to be greater than the murders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare tonight the word of God's being stirred in you right now. And those of you that have been dealing with spirit of infirmity for years and you thought, well, this is just the way it's going to be. I declare over you tonight, that's not just the way it's going to be. It's going to be what God says, because God's word will not return void. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By his stripes I'm healed. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't walk by sight, but I walk by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, does anybody else need it besides me? Oh, a testimony. Oh, I'll give you a little prelude. You're going to hear it Sunday. When Matt says I don't know how he's going to actually say it, but when they prayed for that young lady she'd never seen before. Oh, hallelujah. And on the way home, she's like, I've never seen my way home. Are those buildings? Hallelujah. Is that what you call trees? God's going to put you, oh, hallelujah, in places you've never been before. They said it's kind of like the Bible says, it was a little fuzzy at first. Said, come on. Instead of daddy drove up from South Arkansas, he said, I just had to come because I'd never seen my daughter see me. Come on, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many want to see him, amen? How many want to believe? Go ahead and believe for the authority of the word of God. Just release the authority. Just release the authority. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight, we're just going to loose you right now. You might want to, there's enough going on in here. You might want to walk around a little bit. You might want to get a little loud. You might want to get a little corner. You might want to lay down. I don't know what you want to do, but you want authority. And remember, you're not speaking on you. You're speaking on the authority of the Word of God. Hallelujah. You're not just saying what you want to see. You're saying what God is doing. How many hearing what I'm saying right now? See, sometimes we're just guilty of saying what we want to see. But you want to go to a source that is higher than that. Because God knows more about it than what I do. I always look at this and say to myself, God, you see what I don't see. I don't even tell my own family a lot of my own prayer life. And, you know, they know I pray. But I'm pretty personal. Anybody with me on that? I say a lot of stuff. God is personal to me. It's a personal relationship. But it's numerous times a day I say to him, God, you see what I don't see. So I need your help. I'm kind of like that dad that says, Lord, I believe, but you got to help my unbelief. It's not that I don't believe, but there's something in my mind. I've got to have you to fill me all the time. I've got to have my mouth to speak it all the time. And so I've learned this, that I don't just say what I want to see. There's another portion of this that we won't get to tonight, and that is about the desires of your heart. Because if your will's lined up with His will, let those desires go. Because it's going to happen. Hallelujah. I said it's going to happen. But I've learned to say, God, I want to speak your authority. Because nothing that I can see happens on the authority of Randy Long. Now, there may be a few parent things in there. But people aren't healed on the authority because I touched them. People aren't delivered because I said be delivered. But because I speak the authority of the Word of God. And the Word is truth and authority. They have no option but to respond and function the way they were formed to function. How many of you in this room tonight are ready to function the way you were formed to function? Man, I am. I'm ready to function the way I was formed to function. Tonight you prophesy. Tonight you prophesy to your body. Tonight you prophesy to your mind. You prophesy to your finances. You prophesy to this ministry center. Hallelujah. Just begin to do it. Let the Spirit of God use you. Would you stand? Come on, let's just start there. Just stand right there. You were ready a minute ago, but I want to give you an instruction. Now the first thing you want to do is forget anybody else is here. Hallelujah. And you be like that lady coming to Jesus and said, I'm going to move on that authority. I'm going to move on that authority. Why don't you just begin by just start? Maybe you want to lift a hand. Maybe you want to lift both of them. And just out loud, maybe you want to start with, God, I love you. God, there's none beside you. But you begin to prophesy to the atmosphere around you. Come on, just begin to do that right there. I'm going to release you right now. This is about all I feel like I need to do. You might want to begin to walk around. You might want to start praising Him. Come on, whatever you want to do. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to take authority right now over my family. Right now, I speak your living word, God. Hallelujah. We've said on the foundation of our house, hallelujah, that we are going to stand for you and nothing else. You're our rock. You're our fortress. You're our foundation. God, I speak over the finances of this ministry center. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God of supernatural provision. You're the same every single day. And if you put oil in that lady's barrel, hallelujah, you can meet everybody's need here tonight, hallelujah. There's not one need that's cropped up that you didn't already know about. And you don't already, like Isaac, hallelujah, being sacrificed. And like that lamb, you've already got provision in mind. You've already got it done. Hallelujah. Our steps are ordered by you. We're not going to be nervous about coming days. We're not nervous about what's going to happen in the world because you said these things were going to happen. But you said, hallelujah, you were going to build a glorious church. You were going to have a remnant. You were going to have a people that were covered by your blood and had the authority of your word. Hallelujah. And we would see the greatest revival that we've ever seen ever in the history of mankind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight this church prophesies. Tonight this church glorifies you. Hallelujah. Come on, just make the altar the whole place tonight. If you got to leave, you go ahead and leave. You want to stay and pray, you do that. I'm going to pray a little while. I'm going to worship a little while. So you do whatever you've got to do. God bless you all. God, don't miss Sunday. Don't miss Sunday. God bless you all. You know, Trey just prophesied into me, and I'm writing down everything he just said to me. But out of that, when one prophesies to you, what happens is it stirs a prophecy, another prophecy. And I didn't get that far tonight, but I just want to say to every one of you, and I wish that everybody was here still to hear it, but I just want you to know that your miracle does not have to be negotiated. I want you to hear this tonight. Maybe this is for just a couple of you, but I believe it's for all of you who are still here, you wouldn't still be here, is that your miracle does not have to be negotiated. It has already been transacted. It's already been transacted. Hallelujah. So when you say it's already done, hallelujah. In delivery, it's already been sent. That's when he said that. It's not going to return to me any other way. It's been transacted. It's non-negotiable. You don't have to negotiate it. All you have to do is expect it. God bless you.